Earplay is produced by National Public Radio and WHA under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. Earplay presents The Desert by Janet Nypress. Janet Nypress is a playwright whose work has been performed at theaters all across the country. The Manhattan Theater Club in New York, Center Stage in Baltimore, the Goodman in Chicago, and the Arena Stage Theater in Washington, D.C. She has written extensively for television, and her plays are included in the collections of the Library and Museum of the Performing Arts in New York and the Schlesinger Library at Harvard. Nypress holds an MFA from Brandeis University, where she worked under a Schubert Playwriting Fellowship and studied with Israel Horovitz. She has taught playwriting at Goddard College and is currently on the visiting faculties of Harvard and Tufts. Earplay commissioned her to write an original play for radio. The Desert by Janet Nypress.
Strangers in the night, that's what they call us. Fight it as we might, that's what they call us. Summer, winter, spring, and sometimes in the fall.
Did you say scotch or bourbon?
Neither, thanks.
You said scotch before.
Well, if you knew, why'd you ask?
I was being polite. You want it on the rocks?
Yes, please.
You with a group from Texas?
No. I hope I don't look like I'm with a group from Texas, because I'm not.
Whatever you say. You here by yourself?
I'm meeting someone.
He's late, huh?
He's coming in from L.A.
Long trip from L.A. to Vegas. You're coming by camel. We got Frank Sinatra here this weekend, you know.
I know. I saw the sign outside.
Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered. Am I?
But he's not my type.
What's your type?
Boney.
Yeah, he got a little pudgy, Frank Sinatra. That's what they say. No, he's staying across the street at the Sands. He wanted a jacuzzi in his room. We don't have any jacuzzis. I mean, we don't have them. We have them, but not in the rooms.
Hey, don't put a cherry in my... Listen, you put a cherry in my drink, they give you cancer.
Honey, everything gives you cancer, even sex. You know that Thanksgiving's the only day in the year nobody thinks about sex?
Thanksgiving?
I read it in the papers. It's true. They did a survey. People think about their mothers or about football. That's it. What'd you do on Thanksgiving?
Sleep.
You didn't eat any turkey.
I had a ham sandwich when I got up. I don't like turkey.
So, you're having yourself a rendezvous in the desert.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm not your mother.
I'm glad.
What's your name?
Margie.
Well, I'm glad I'm not your mother, Margie. I'm Felix.
Hello, Felix.
Hello yourself. Listen, I mixed a mean apple pie. You come from the coast?
I was born in St. Louis, but I'm working in L.A. I'm at MGM.
Hey, you're not a movie star.
I'm in public relations.
Listen, there's nothing like relations.
I'll have another.
Hey, can you get me a job in the movies?
I'm with the recording division.
Oh, that's okay. I sing.
Bewitched, bothered, and bewildered, I am.
I'm leaving my suitcase on the stool here, but if it gets crowded, I'll gladly remove it.
Oh.
Her suitcase bothering you, Margie?
Nothing bothers me, Felix.
Margie? Margie? Is your name Margie Hammerstein?
Yes.
What are you doing in Las Vegas? It's Alma. Don't you recognize me?
Alma? Oh, you look different.
Yeah, I dyed my hair. Was I blonde yet when we were in high school?
Oh, you had brown hair.
Yeah, well, that was my regular hair. Oh. Hey, you look terrific.
Thank you. I still can't believe it's you.
Oh, it's me. I'm on my way to Kansas City to a prayer meeting. I'm probably going. I'm a charismatic.
Oh.
It's a religious group. Oh, not one of those sects. I'm not a Mooney. Well, that's where I'm planning to go, and then on to St. Louis to home. Mm-hmm. I didn't go to the reunion last year. Did you go?
I'm living in Los Angeles now.
Well, I didn't go either. I was in Tokyo, Japan.
Oh.
If I did go, I would have gotten a prize for coming the longest. Well, you look terrific. Are you married?
No, not yet.
God. Nobody's married anymore. Nobody wants connections. Hey, bartender, are you married?
Do I look stupid?
I got two kids, a girl and a boy, 10 and 12, Judy and Jack. They're back in Tokyo with their nurse. Everyone in Tokyo has a nurse. I'm on a trial separation from my husband. He's a captain in the army. What are you doing in California, Marge?
I work for MGM.
You're kidding me. You in the movies?
And I'm in...
She's in public relations.
Well, you were always terrific with people. Hey, are you a Pisces?
March 15th?
I knew you were a Pisces. I'm a Sagittarius. I wish I wasn't. Hey, bartender, you know she was the most popular one in the class.
No, I wasn't.
Yes, she was, but she wasn't show-offy about it, which is why I liked her. She had every boy in the school going and coming.
Alma.
Bet you still do. Where are you staying?
Here.
You by yourself?
Uh-huh.
But you won't be for long, right?
I don't know, Alma.
Boy, some women can pick men up. They have this knack. But they say if you're desperate, men pick that right up.
Men will pick anything up.
I wasn't talking to you.
Ooh.
I was talking to my friend here, Margie Hammerstein.
This is a private conversation.
She's getting hotsy-totsy because she's being stood up.
Where can I find a phone?
At the front desk, way around the corner. She's got a friend coming in by camel to take her away in the night.
He's kidding. You're alone, right?
I'll be right back.
Here, do you want a dime? I spent half my life in a phone booth. I'm in one place. I'm always making plans to go in the next... My husband, the one who's the captain, used to say I was always between engagements.
I'll be right back.
She's gorgeous, isn't she?
Too skinny.
You really think so? I would have given anything to be her.
I want something I can get my hands on.
We were real good friends. To a point, you know?
Uh-huh.
You think I'm ever going to get another man? I'm going to give you a quarter. Would you play something on the jukebox? American but soft, like Barry Manilow or Barbara Streisand.
Huh?
Well, I don't know what's good anymore. I've been away so long.
How about Frank Sinatra?
In honor of...
Hello? Help? Excuse me?
Excuse me. I was supposed to meet someone here. Have you seen a woman here waiting?
I haven't been looking.
Oh. Do you know if anyone left a message? I was supposed to meet her in the bar. Her name is Margie Hammerstein.
Well, let me look. Nope, no messages here. Just ice.
Thanks, anyway.
Oh, wait a minute. There was a girl waiting here before. Skinny, with dark hair. She works for MGM.
Yeah, that's her.
She went to the airport.
I just came from the airport.
Oh, isn't that life? Paths cross at the wrong time.
When did she leave?
You just missed her a few minutes ago.
All right, if she comes back, will you tell her I went out to the airport? Louis Monaco.
Sure, I'll tell her if I see her. Hey, you'll have trouble getting a cab. Everything's tied up because of Sinatra being in town.
I'll find one. Bye.
I'm sure you will. Bye.
I heard what you said.
Oh, hello.
I did.
So you did.
I wasn't nice.
Did I ever say I was nice?
The plane landed a few hours ago.
Well, maybe he missed it. He'll come when he comes.
Probably.
He'll be coming around the mountain when he comes.
I was wondering, could I use your room, Marge, just for a minute? It sounds silly, but I don't trust public facilities. Do you know that in Japan, all the public restrooms are spotless to beautiful? Little flower arrangements in all the wash basins.
I was going to lie down.
Well, when do you want to get together? 15 years, I mean. We haven't even started to scratch the surface. I bet it would take us a week to catch up.
How long are you going to be here?
Just overnight.
Maybe breakfast.
All I want to do is use your toilet. I have my period. I'm flowing like the Red Sea. I'd appreciate it.
I am expecting someone.
He might not even show up. Come on, let's go.
Oh, it's funny meeting you here. Is out in the desert after all these years. You're not what I expected to meet.
What?
I mean, no, I mean, I'm glad to see you.
What?
Him, you look terrific.
He looks good, too. God.
Thank you.
Did you see the bathroom?
Huh?
It's all pink and white marble. You can see the desert out the window if you stand on your tiptoes on the tub. So I said to him, Malcolm, that's my husband.
Uh-huh.
The marriage is a farce. We hate each other. I didn't tell him why I hated him, but I know why he hated me. He's a very quiet person.
How come you married him?
Oh, because I was in love with him.
Oh. Are you sad?
Well, sure I'm sad. I'm disappointed. My life didn't turn out like I expected. I'm a very family person. What am I supposed to do now, go to singles bars?
Would you like something to drink?
Do you have something?
No, but I could ring room service.
Actually, I'm famished. Oh. You know, they used to serve beautiful meals on planes, but these were just little sandwiches.
Yeah. What did you hate about him?
Who?
Malcolm.
You want to know what he looked like?
Was he good looking?
Oh, yeah, he was a hunk. He played football for the University of Michigan, so you can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
He's tall, really tall, mm-hmm. And he has whitish hair, which used to be blonde, and especially white sideburns. He has blue eyes, very blue, and a nice little mouth, not too big or little, and a hairy chest, if you like that. I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Now, once I made love with a man who was smooth as a billiard ball, and I found that surprisingly sexy.
Oh, I could see that.
He was a wrestler. He didn't have a hair on his chest. All smooth.
I could see where smooth would be interesting.
Like bald.
No, I don't like bald.
What about Yul Brynner? Doesn't he turn you on?
No.
But that's it. In given circumstances, you don't know. And you can't predict life like a dot. You might meet someone bald and you like the inside. So then you like the outside or vice versa.
Yeah, could be.
Oh, anything can be. That's what I think. See, if you like the person, then you like the body. That's what sex is really about. The children come from it is what I really don't understand. It's supposed to be the most beautiful thing on earth. Sometimes I think it's the saddest. That's why you have to do it in twos. It's too sad to do alone.
Yeah.
Hey, don't you think it's terrific how we haven't seen each other for all this time and we don't even have to fill in the gaps like most people?
I never thought I'd see you again. Up comes the past.
Boop, boop. You didn't answer my letter after graduation.
Oh, I guess I was busy. I was dating Jerry Lavaca at the time.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, Jerry Lavaca turned out to be a creep.
Oh, no!
Yeah. When he finally got his father's car and got me alone in it, he didn't know what to do. I like a man who knows what to do.
Malcolm said I was too sexual for my own good.
He's probably scared of you.
I don't think so. He wasn't scared of the colonel's daughter. And I didn't think she was that pretty. What's on the menu? Don't you love room service? Ooh, the turkey club sounds good.
I'm really supposed to go out for dinner.
You still going?
It depends.
Well, when are you going to know? Because we could eat together.
I don't know when I'm going to know.
No. Of course you don't. Do you mind if I order a club?
I may have to leave.
Oh, that's okay with me. Room 347, we're ordering a turkey club and a pot of coffee.
And a scotch on the rocks.
And a scotch on the rocks.
A double.
Double.
Do you like having children, Alma?
It's a lot of work. If your plans change, you want to try and get in and see Sinatra?
Besides the work, do you like it?
Well, they're a sure responsibility. Sinatra, you want to see him?
I'd like to have a child.
One of mine's dyslexic. The boy. He has trouble with his reading.
But after 35, it's supposed to be dangerous.
Yeah, you can have a mongoloid. Oh, excuse me. I always hiccup when I'm nervous.
You know, I don't think I'm ever going to have any children.
Maybe when you're old. They'll take care of you. They'll go away. I'm really sorry. Oh, this is silly.
Do you want to get married again?
Well, I'm not even divorced yet.
But when you are?
I know one woman who's been divorced 4 years and she's never gone out on a date. That's scary.
Yeah. Could you live without a man in your life?
I am now.
How does it feel?
Scary. They'll go away. Just don't pay any attention to them. Are you involved with the person who's coming over here tonight who hasn't come over yet? He's just a friend.
Oh, it is a he.
Yeah.
If he doesn't show up, would you mind me sharing? I'd pitch in. Thank God, money's no problem. I know some women split, they leave with nothing. I emptied out all the bank accounts. I'm very good on getting first in line.
He will show up eventually. The plane's probably late.
Well, why don't you call the airport?
He'll come when he comes.
Unless he doesn't come. Would you mind me sleeping over?
You don't have a room?
The town's booked up solid because of Sinatra.
Oh, you could use the couch. That's if he doesn't come.
Oh, gee, that's wonderful. Thank you. Hey, I think my hiccups stopped.
Good.
I think I was nervous talking about my kids.
Yeah.
Man, they have no sense of commitment as human beings.
I don't see how the hell he could miss the plane.
Well, I'll make up for it. I mean, it's not the same. Nothing's exactly the same. You know, when I first saw you downstairs, I was going to make believe I didn't see you.
Why?
Because you always intimidated me.
Why?
You had every color cashmere sweater under the sun.
My aunt was a buyer.
I thought you were rich.
No, my aunt was a buyer. Is it? Oh. I'm glad you weren't intimidated anyway.
It's working out.
Yeah.
I was feeling kind of blue. I took a cab from the bus station. We went through this stretch, just billboards. Nothing on either side.
You came by bus?
I wanted to come through the mountains. Mountains always make me peaceful. And it was a little cheaper, too. I got to watch my pennies now that I'm on my own.
Yeah, sure you do. I prefer the sea or the desert. It's more open. That way you can see where you are, even if it's bad.
I stopped off to see my sister in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
I got off the plane and I called her from the airport right away. And I said, boy, do I ever need a sister. And she said, okay, I got 5 minutes.
That's terrible.
That's my sister.
It doesn't make it any less terrible.
Well, certainly not going to kill myself over it.
Yeah.
So I just took myself over to Las Vegas.
Hello? Louis, where are you? I called there before. No, I didn't go there. Well, I'm not there because I'm here. Yes, I'm waiting. No. I don't want to see Frank Sinatra. No. I'm not angry. Everything he says is a crock.
He's coming?
I'm sorry. Maybe we could get together for breakfast, for late breakfast.
I never got my turkey club.
Well, the dining room's still open, I'll bet. Every place here stays open.
Maybe I could wait until room service comes in and take the sandwich with me since you ordered it.
Well, he's coming right over.
Well, you could have told him not to come. He was so late anyways. I don't know why you'd want him. He sounds like a loser to me.
It's very nice to me.
Man, I've always been nice to you. All you have to do is wiggle your finger. Listen, then I'll just use the toilet again before I go. I get diarrhea when I'm nervous, too.
Oh. You know, this is the first time we've been away together.
Is he married?
Why?
Is he married?
They don't even sleep together.
He'll never leave her if that's what you're thinking.
I'm not thinking anything.
Because who knows the future? And there's certainly nothing you can do about the past.
Exactly.
I'll just get my stuff together here. You know, I'm truly surprised you never got married, seeing how popular you were. Maybe you never met the right guy.
I'm very fussy.
Well, I wasn't, and look what happened to me. Hey, if it doesn't work out, I'll be downstairs in the bar. I think you're nicer than you were when I knew you. You're awfully busy with your boyfriend.
If it doesn't work out, I'll find you, I promise.
I met you here at Frank Sinatra. I used to love him in those old road movies with Bob Hope.
That was Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah, I got them mixed up. And casinos are open all night, so it's not like I'll have no place to go.
Elma? I think you've turned out very nicely.
You do?
Yeah. And I'm sorry that you're having all this trouble, Alma.
Thank you.
He'll be here any minute.
Oh, I don't want to meet him. I better go.
Goodbye.
Good night.
Hey, you left your bag.
I'll get it later.
No, take your bag, Alma.
I'll get it later.
Alma. Oh, darn it. Yikes. Come in.
Room service?
Oh.
Where do you want this?
I thought you were a bartender.
I thought you were a movie star. Where shall I put it?
Over there by the window.
Not here yet, huh?
Nope.
That's Sinatra. He's screwing up everything. Traffic's tied up all over town.
Probably. Oh, would you like a turkey sandwich?
I already had dinner. Thank you. Hey, there he is.
What?
There's Sinatra.
Where?
Oh, he looks terrible.
Yeah.
Somebody told me he's on cortisone. He's taking it for cancer. They're right.
Uh-huh.
The face is all puffy.
Ew.
Doesn't look too good for Sinatra.
No. Hey, maybe he'll die here, and then you can have all this excitement. He could lie in state in the flamingo room downstairs.
Strangers in the night. You know, you can't sing that way unless you've been belly to belly with reality.
Yeah.
That's what makes insight. I think he's standing you up.
I think you're a troublemaker.
He's still a no-show.
Thank you very much.
80,000 people in the world. Think of all the possible combinations you could have. Infinite. And I will have that turkey. You want a bite?
No.
Oh, you're sad. Don't be sad. Be angry. Don't be sad. Now, I got a friend. He has his house down on Martha's Vineyard.
Yeah.
And Jimmy Cagney lives right across the water. It's true.
Mm.
He has this boat with three flags on it. It's called the Margie.
Sure.
No. He probably had a girlfriend, Margie. Or maybe Cagney was in love with Jean Crane. She played Margie. Margie. I'm always dreaming of ya. Margie.
Oh, boy.
I give the world to see ya. So, every morning, Jimmy Cagney's boat would come sailing out of the bay. And there he'd be, wearing his big straw hat, you know, one of those Chinese ones.
Uh-huh.
They say his hair is all white and he's got a beard. Well, happens to the best of them. Can't hold back the doors of time. You ever seen Tony Bennett?
No, I never saw Tony Bennett.
I thought you were in the records division.
Distribution, recording and distribution. How much is the bill?
I don't care about the bill.
Oh.
My baby don't care for clothes. Fancy things and things like those.
Look, I'm expecting someone.
My baby just...
Oh,
somebody's knocking at your door.
I know.
And maybe it's Prince Charming.
Margie?
It's him. It's Lewis.
Margie? Come on. Open up.
Good evening, Mr. Monaco.
I was just leaving.
Lewis, this is Felix. He's the waiter.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. If there's anything you need.
Thank you.
Good night.
Mm-hmm. You late for dinner, Mr. Monaco?
I have been trailing you all over town, Margie. Some dame in the bar gives me a cockamamie story. I go back to the airport. You aren't there. I have to wait half an hour for a cab. Then the cab gets stuck in traffic.
I've been waiting.
Margie. Oh, I got to collapse, eh? My neck's all tensed up again. It's doing that tense thing again.
Oh, no.
It is. Will you rub it for me? Come on, please.
No, I want to go out to eat. Aren't you starving?
No, I grabbed a hamburger at the airport. Come on, please. Come on.
All right.
Rub it.
Like that?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh. God.
I was worried that you wouldn't show up.
Oh. Just a little more towards the left, huh?
Here?
Yeah.
Like that?
No.
What?
Massage more. You're squeezing.
God.
Yeah, right.
Why were you late?
I told you, this lady at the bar...
What time did you get to the bar?
What is this, a quiz?
Yeah, open book.
Later than I said, okay?
Oh.
Because I got tied up with something at home. I'm sorry.
I'm glad you're here, Louis.
I'm glad you're glad.
Why are you angry with me?
Because it's late and I'm tired. Things may not work out exactly the way I planned. I've already spent half the weekend in a cab. I'm exhausted.
But do you want to go to sleep and start fresh in the morning?
Nope. Nope.
Good. Do you like the room?
The room is fine.
It has a nice view.
Good.
And they have satin sheets.
Oh, they do?
I checked.
Margie.
Hmm?
I'm happy to be here with you. I know I'm not showing it, but I am. I really am.
Are you nervous about performing?
Hey, was I ever nervous about making love to you? That is one thing I am not nervous about. All right?
Okay.
Do my neck some more.
No, you didn't like the way I did it before.
Well, just do it gentler. Gentler. Oh, God. I may have to go back early, Margie. My kid has a soccer game.
Where's your wife for the weekend? Out of town?
Ah! Yeah. Actually, yeah, she is. Now, I know you're disappointed.
I'm angry.
Yeah, but... and disappointed.
Don't tell me what I am.
But I couldn't predict. He's only a little kid, you know?
How early?
The game's first thing Sunday morning, and I have to drive him. Now, yeah. you can stay later in the day. The room's all paid, and we'll have an early breakfast.
How early?
6.
I'm not hungry that early.
How do you know now how you'll be then?
I don't think this is going to be such a wonderful weekend, Louis.
Well, if we hurry up and start, we won't miss all of it. Come here.
Mm.
Yes.
What?
I want to nibble on your fingers.
Ow!
What? What's the matter?
You bit me!
Mm-mm-mm-mm.
Ow! What, are you crazy?
Oh, Margie. I really would like to toss it all in the bucket, you know?
Well, why can't your wife come back and take your Sunday's soccer game?
She's in England. She's gone to visit her parents.
Well, who's ever taken care of the children can take him?
It's a nurse. They don't do that kind of thing.
Shoot. Do you and your wife make love?
I don't think I'm going to answer that.
Tell me. Uh-oh. You never tell me.
Yeah, every Saturday night. Look, I do not want to talk about her with you.
If you got married again, would you want to have children?
I didn't say anything about getting married again.
No, I did.
Margie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking in general. Do you want more children?
No. No, 2's just right. You know, 1's up in the attic. And we can send the second one up there in the spring, which will give us the entire second floor and a little privacy.
So you can make love more than once a week.
Well, that's one of the possibilities. Will you come over here and shut up, please? Shut up.
It's just that I'd like to have a family. I think a family is important.
Well, it's not as important as it used to be.
Well, sure, you can say that because you have one. I can't have one. I mean, I saw the doctor yesterday and he said if I was pregnant, I'd have to spend the whole time in bed. I think it's a terrible thing.
Yeah. Well, he could have said you had cancer.
That doesn't make me feel better.
What would make you feel better?
I don't know. Maybe I could adopt.
Sure, you could adopt.
How would you feel about that?
It's your decision.
But, I mean, if you wanted to have a child with me...
But I don't.
Well, it's not cancer.
No. No, it's not. It's a disappointment, but it's not
cancer.
How would you like to go downstairs and have a nice dinner and catch a show, and then come back upstairs and try out the sheets?
No.
Margie.
What?
We came here to get away and relax, and here we are. Look, we're sitting on this couch in this hotel room, which costs $85 a day, talking about cancer, and I don't know how that happened.
I'm depressing you.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, then let's talk about good things.
Margie, I'd really like not to talk, you know?
All you ever think about is sex. Didn't you have any searing ambitions?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, once I wanted to be a rock and roll star.
You're joking.
Nope, it's true. I even got together a group in high school, four of us.
You did?
Me? I was the singer.
Great.
You bet.
Louis, I don't even know you. 2 years and I don't know you. You don't talk to me about any feelings.
Well, maybe I'm not always feeling. Let's get undressed.
I don't want to.
I want to go downstairs and see Sinatra.
What I'm really afraid of is getting old alone.
Oh, Marge.
Well, I don't hear any offers. What I want is to be connected to something in the damn universe.
You're looking to the wrong man. I am more screwed up than anybody.
I'm a good dancing partner. I can follow.
Don't, Margie.
Do you forget about me at night when you go home?
No.
Well, when do you think about me? Hmm?
In the shower.
Mm. And?
Sometimes sitting at the breakfast table.
When Isabel's there?
Well, yeah. Then lying in bed at night, waiting to fall asleep.
I bet when you do it, it's better with me.
It's always good at the beginning of anything.
When you asked me for the weekend, did you ask anyone else first?
What's the matter with you? Now, come on, what am I supposed to do, huh? Try the glass slipper on your foot to make sure it fits, or drink champagne out of your shoe, or wave a magic wand? What? What do you want?
I want to be hugged.
Oh.
Come here. I just want to be like the best.
I don't know. We're getting into an awful lot of stuff here tonight.
Okay, forget it. Did you see the sunset tonight?
Yeah, I saw it from the cab. The sky was all orange.
It wasn't orange, it was pink.
Sorry.
It was so pretty, it almost made me cry. Oh, God, I feel alone. I feel like I don't know where I came from. I'm just floating around in space. I don't know what I'm doing here. I don't know what I'm doing in my life.
Come on.
I'm going to be 30, and I go to work every day and wash my hair Friday night, and I haven't met a man in a whole year. I don't know what's wrong with me. I think I'm pretty. Don't you think I'm pretty, Louis?
Listen, I think we should go downstairs and have a nightcap. You know, how about a Black Russian? That always makes you feel better.
Why didn't you answer me?
You want one? Come on.
I think you're very handsome, especially your eyes.
I like you, Margie.
Where are you going?
I do. But I am no connection with any universe.
To us, it's our whole life.
To them, it's nothing.
Well, not nothing.
An interlude.
To us, it's a whole...
symphony.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that deep down, they want the same thing.
They have to. A human's a human.
Who doesn't want to be held?
I don't know where they get their kicks.
What I'd like to know is where they get their comfort.
Booze.
Power. It's their work.
But how good could that feel?
Probably pretty good.
Well, you've got work.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel as good as love.
You still got the turkey club?
Oh, that's gone, Alma. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I took some peanuts from the bar.
Do you need money, Alma?
If I did, I'd ask.
Well, you order anything you want, okay?
I'd order up a whole different life. I'd order up a ski lodge in Vermont.
Right.
With the pine trees hanging low with snow in the night, with the moon coming down. And me inside in front of a fire looking out through my cathedral window.
Mm.
It's in the winter.
Yeah. Mm. Mm. Boy, every hotel room in America has a picture of Picasso's Don Quixote.
Mm-hmm.
He chased windmills and we're chasing men.
I'm not chasing anyone.
Well, we can't catch him anyways. At least I don't have to sit here and worry if you're going to ask me to go to the ends of the earth with you and really, really mean it.
I think the earth is round anyways. I think there is no end.
Right.
I'm scared, Margie. I don't know of what.
Hey, nothing to be scared about. Look outside. Look at the stars and the desert. Look at all the company we've got.
I don't think I'm ever going to find anybody again.
Oh, I bet you meet somebody in Kansas City.
You think so?
Oh, you're bound to. All those people.
Or maybe in St. Louis.
Yeah, maybe in St. Louis. There's a lot of Lewises on the lot. That's MGM talk.
No, I mean something serious.
The only thing serious is sickness and death. Oh, God. Oh, look out the window here. It's starting to get light. We never even went to sleep.
I guess that's what you do in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Well, you don't do.
Look at that billboard. Frank Sinatra appearing tonight. Who does he think he is anyways?
He sure sings a crock.
Yeah, and we bought it. Smells clean out there.
They've got nothing to pollute the air here. Just money.
Hate to go home.
Yeah. Hey, how about I take you out for a big breakfast? Bacon and eggs and wheat cakes.
Yeah.
You know, the Japanese don't even know what they are. You ask for wheat cakes and they look at you like you're talking a foreign language.
Banana fritters.
Oh, my God. Randall's banana fritters.
Yeah. Oh, but you had to get there very early. Sunday morning's always a line.
Oh, Margie. Oh. I wish I was home in my kitchen. I would make you banana fritters just as good as Randall's.
Mm.
Better. Sometimes when I get down, I make them. They remind me of, like, when I didn't know that all this was going to happen yet. My boy's dyslexic.
You told me.
But I didn't know that was going to happen, Margie.
I know you didn't.
Or that I wouldn't be married. And I'd be wandering around the country looking for a place to lie my head down so it would stop spinning. Just lay it down quiet in a soft spot.
Here, Alma. I bet your boy will grow up just fine.
You think so?
Oh, kids are amazing. They overcome all kinds of difficulties.
Hey, we're getting to be good friends again.
Don't talk about it. It'll make it go away. Hey, look. The sun's really coming up there in the sky.
Mm.
Oh, it's going to be a beautiful day.
Mm.
I think it would be nice to go out for breakfast together.
Mm.
To have a nice, wholesome breakfast. We could go downstairs and eat, unless you want to have it sent up. I want two eggs.
Oh, they have prune Danish. I'm crazy for prune Danish.
Yeah. I think when I get home, I'm going to do volunteer work.
Huh.
Yeah, something worthwhile.
I think I'll probably get a job in St. Louis, though I don't know anybody there anymore. My mother's buried there.
Oh.
She died when I was in Tokyo. I'm going to visit my mother's grave and maybe plant white lilacs around it.
Oh.
My mother loved lilacs. Let's have it sent up. We can eat on the balcony looking over the desert.
All right.
What shall we have? I don't know. You tell me.
Okay, here goes. Two OJs fresh.
Room
when
service?
When I was in Tokyo every morning,
room 347.
A glass of freshly it's squeezed two OJs juice. A coffee.
A coffee.
Prune Danish.
Prune Danish.
Four eggs.
Four eggs.
Once over light.
Once over light.
And bacon.
And bacon. You better be hungry.
Margie, do you think shoe size has anything to do with size in general?
Alma, I have come to an important conclusion here tonight. They are never going to make the dream come true.
Want to know the most beautiful thing Malcolm ever did to me?
Hmm.
A thing that made me feel that the bears would never come in the night and eat me to pieces. He kissed me on the forehead when he said goodnight that first winter we met. I remember because I looked outside and the snow was just beginning to fall. And I could feel that kiss on my forehead. I still can. It was sweet. Most men are afraid to be sweet.
They think we want to be ravished. Taken over like Americans marching into Paris. Hundreds of them marching through the arch.
I'm scared to visit my mother's grave, Margie.
Well, you just have to do it.
I wish I had someone to go with me.
I know. You tell me when you're going to go. The exact time. And then wherever I am, I'll stop and I'll be there with you.
And I'll know it.
Yeah, you'll feel it.
I believe you. Margie?
Hmm?
I have something to tell you. Something awful. Something I'm sorry about. I guess I'm still scared. I don't know of what. I told Louis Monaco you weren't here when he came into the bar. I told him you went back to the airport.
Okay.
I may never know of what. I didn't want to be alone.
I know.
But it wasn't nice.
But it's okay.
I'm really sorry. Damn, man.
Without question.
They'll never be as good as they were made up to be.
John Wayne whispering, I will build you a house in the bend of the river where the cottonwood grows, Nellie. I bet he probably didn't even know how to build a house. I bet he was scared crazy.
Oh, not John Wayne. He was never scared.
Well, I don't know what's so wonderful about men in the first place.
Just sex.
That's the only difference.
Yeah.
That's some difference.
Uh-huh.
Well, sex isn't the end of the world.
The only thing that's the end of the world is the end of the world.
Look at Margaret Mead. I mean, was she thinking about sex all the time?
Right.
You want to look at what she accomplished? Madame Curie.
Mm-hmm.
Was she sitting at home with a lot of little Curies? Lady Bird Johnson. I don't think she was sitting around the White House thinking about sex all the time.
Amelia Earhart.
Golda Meir.
Uh-huh.
And Coretta King.
Uh-huh. Jacqueline Kennedy.
Oh, no, I don't think we should put her on the list.
Hmm?
I mean, could you picture her putting down her life for another woman?
Yeah. Aha, uh-huh. Eleanor Roosevelt.
A prime example.
Yes.
She wasn't waiting for any prince to come riding up the highway. I bet she slept good at night.
This is terrific, Alma. You're terrific.
We're just afraid to be free. I mean, what's the Statue of Liberty standing out there in the harbor in New York for? For her good health?
Hey, I think we should have champagne with breakfast.
That is a classy idea.
Yeah, it would also taste good.
And we deserve it. Hey, I bet Frank Sinatra doesn't have champagne for breakfast.
Well, we'll have to fix that. You go downstairs and get the champagne. Breakfast should be coming right up. And send one bottle to Frankie with our compliments. I'll fix myself up.
Oh, you look fine. Margie, I need some money.
Just charge it to the room. MGM's paying.
I think that's only right.
Yeah.
Margie, I feel really happy.
Me too.
I haven't felt close like this to someone for a long time.
It feels good.
Yeah. If you have any problems that happen, I want you to call me right away. When I get a phone. When I know where I'm going to be.
And likewise.
Because I think we should be like family.
Yeah. Here. Here. This is my number in California. Here. And Alma.
Hmm.
Sign the card to Mr. Sinatra from a couple of old fans.
Alma and Margie.
Sinatra. Tying up the whole kitchen, the whole town. Oh, he ordered pineapple for breakfast, fresh pineapple.
Mm.
Well, we don't have any pineapple, so we offer him strawberries, but he doesn't want them. But I don't blame him, because where does a strawberry come to a pineapple?
Right. I'll have another black Russian.
Right. but he can still sing a song better than anybody in the business. You should have seen him in there crying. The whole audience, grown men, sobbing. Yeah. I haven't seen anything like it since VJ Day.
Huh.
Tell you what he's got. He's got passion.
Hmm.
63, last Tuesday, still running on passion.
Well, good for Sinatra.
Two bottles of champagne for room 347. Actually, one, and one's going to Mr. Frank Sinatra. Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
Hey, look at that over there in the lounge. They're tearing his clothes off. The man just probably sat himself down to order a glass of orange juice.
Hey, stop that.
Oh, what if people got to behave like animals?
What the hell are you doing?
You, over there.
We were ordering him some champagne.
Say thanks, lady, for sending me on a wild goose chase.
She wasn't there, huh?
No.
Oh, down to Alma.
But I found her.
I'm happy for you.
They got him. They got Frankie. They just took him away. That's what someone said. He's hurt bad in the eye. Some waiter threw a tray at him.
Maybe he got rude. He sometimes gets rude, according to the fan magazines. Maybe one of his bodyguards got rude. He has three bodyguards.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of guards for one body. I bet they get a substitute for tonight. It would have to be some substitute. Were you planning on seeing him?
Nope.
Maybe they'll get Bing Crosby to substitute.
He's dead.
No. He's around.
Mm-mm.
You think he's dead?
Mm-hmm.
That's what happens when you're a legend.
He died last year.
Where did you hear that?
It was in the papers.
God, if you don't read the papers, one day you miss everything.
Well, he's dead. El Bingo is Bongo.
I was in Japan. He must have died while I was in Japan. Everyone died while I was in Japan. My husband's in the army. He's a captain.
Oh, I salute you then.
No, he's the captain. I'm just his wife. Are you married?
Yeah, kind of.
Well, either you are or you aren't.
Yeah.
So, what are you doing here meeting Margie Hammerstein?
That's my business.
It certainly is.
Why did you send me away before? Hmm?
That's my business.
It certainly is.
Because I was here first. Margie and me were best friends in high school. She was the prettiest one in the class.
Ah, you're prettier.
That's my favorite song.
Yeah? Would you like to dance?
With you?
Seeing that it's your favorite song and all.
I've been married 12 years. I have two children, but one of them's dyslexic. He can't read straight.
Oh.
I'm separated, just.
Maybe you'll get back together again. Come on, let's dance.
Oh, I don't think so.
You're a sexy lady.
I am?
Mm-hmm. I'd like to make love to you.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
What makes you say I'm sexy?
I can always tell by the eyes. Big blue eyes.
They're brown.
Big brown eyes.
My husband's name is Malcolm. I wouldn't take him back for all the tea in China.
Let's
Japan.
Let's just dance.
It's a crazy place, Las Vegas.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
No warmth here, you know what I mean? It's the kind of place that makes you miss your kids. Marge's waiting. I miss my kids. I miss my husband. You should see his face. It's like soft all over it, and he's turning all gray now, but nice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He let his hair grow long, and he has ridges on his back.
Ooh.
Oh, it's hard to explain. At night, we'd fall asleep, and he'd always put his leg over mine.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
He sounds nice. Do you have a room?
I was looking for something. Do you have any kids?
Yeah. Yeah, I have two boys, both top athletes, and I can't throw a ball.
I think it's nice for men to be athletic. For one thing, it's expected.
Yeah. When are you going back to Japan to get your children?
Oh, I don't know.
Mm. My wife's on a trip to England. To see her mother. First time she's ever left the kids.
My kids are good kids.
They're decent, which I think is most important.
Why don't you go back and get them?
Because they threw me out, dum-dum. He bought me a new coat and this blouse I'm wearing. I mean, he was nice. The children were all crying, and I didn't have to leave, but he thought it was a good idea because what was I supposed to do with myself all separated in Japan? Which is true. At least here I have relatives, like I have a sister in San Francisco. I think I'm a nice person. What he said was that he'd fallen in love with someone else. I think it's dangerous to live by your passions, don't you? Because then you feel everything.
He sounds like a bastard.
What's your wife's name?
Isabel.
Is she decent?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Do you love her?
No.
Does she know that?
That's why she went to England.
Are you in love with... with the girl upstairs?
No.
Do you think she's decent?
Yep. But you know, I think it's the hardest thing in the world not to love someone who you think for all the world you should love, you know?
Oh.
You want to spend the night together.
I was waiting for you, Alma.
I was getting the champagne.
Oh, Margie, you want a black Russian?
No, I don't want a black Russian, Louis. I don't want a black Russian or a glass slipper or a house at the bend of the river.
Well, I was only offering a drink.
And I wasn't accepting.
I'll pass, too. Drinking makes me nervous.
Did you know, Alma? He has a son who plays soccer.
Well, they're both top athletes.
He doesn't have any sons. I never saw any sons. I never saw any wife. No pictures at the office. Well, maybe he doesn't have any. Maybe he made it all up. He thinks he's so terrific with that family of his.
I never said that.
And they have golden retrievers, too. That's what he said. And he has such a handsome face. And he can't do it when he's drunk.
Are you through?
I bet when he's lying alone at night, waiting to fall asleep, in back of that whole picture, he's empty. And that's why he can't fall asleep.
I have a lot of trouble sleeping. Some nights what I do is run all the best times in my life like a movie across my head.
Nobody sleeps. That's why they make places like Las Vegas. And it's not a golden retriever, you know. It's an English sheepdog. Alma, I hope your son's okay.
Thank you. That's kind of you.
And I salute you. However you end up. See ya, Marge.
I don't think so, Louis.
I wonder what Frank Sinatra's sex life is like.
He probably can't even do anything anymore.
Oh.
I think that's sad. I think I'll take the next flight back to L.A.
I was just waiting for the champagne.
Oh, the eggs got cold anyways.
I can never seem to get a square meal around here.
When you come out to L.A., we'll go out.
He's a nice man, Margie.
Yeah.
And he thinks you're very decent, which is what counts. It's just that he's committed to his family.
Well, everyone has to be committed to something.
I think I'll just skip over Kansas City, go right to St. Louis. There's a 10 a.m. flight. I'll be at the cemetery by 2.
Call me tonight after. And be brave.
I may call collect. I left so quick I didn't take anything, is the truth. I like to believe it's not because I'm dumb, but because I'm proud. That's one thing I got.
Did Louis ask you to go with him?
If he did, I didn't hear him.
I'll call a cab for the airport.
I almost forgot.
Who?
Your champagne. I don't understand. Two beautiful women alone in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
We're leaving now. We're going home.
Going home?
Yep.
But I wanted to ride across the desert with the both of you on either side. One in front, one in back.
He thinks he's Lawrence of Arabia.
Hey, let me have my fantasy.
I'll tell the desk to send down our bags.
Did you ever been to Lake Tahoe?
For everything we have, we can probably carry ourselves.
Liza Minnelli's singing up there. She doesn't have her mother's face, but she can sing a song.
The champagne's on us. I mean, for you. I mean, MGM's paying anyways.
Come on, Alma. We don't want to miss out the flights. They'll probably serve breakfast on the airplane. Although they didn't serve it quite the same as they used to.
Oh, no, no, no.
This place attracts all our nuts. I propose a toast to Las Vegas and for which it stands.
Cause this fine old world, it keeps spinning around. I've been a puppet, a pauper, a pirate, a poet, a pawn and king. I've been up and down and over and out, and I know one thing. Each time I find myself.
The Deserts by Janet Nypress. Karen Landry played Marge. Jane Murray was Alma. Jerry Bamman was Lewis. And John Spencer was heard as Felix. The play was directed by Emily Mann, produced by Carl Schmidt, and engineered by Paul Martinson. The Desert was recorded in Minneapolis by Earplay, the Radio Drama Production Center for Public Broadcasting. Earplay is produced at WHA for National Public Radio under grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the National Endowment for the Arts. This is NPR, National Public Radio.